You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Live at Clearman's Galley in San Gabriel, Rosemead Boulevard. The place is packed, and the Dodgers have given up a home run. Tyler Glasnow gave a home run to Paul Goldschmidt.
Iron Man. Yes, sir.
Dodgers now lead 5-1. We are in the top of the fourth inning right now.
Schmidt was where before St. Louis?
Arizona? Was in Arizona.
Arizona. Yeah. That's a big clubber right there.
By the way, if you're here, make sure you grab a Corona Extra. Find the fine life. Live La Vida Más Fina.
Yes. You dig it, sucker. Yes, sir.
So I wanted to take a minute here while we're watching the Dodgers talk about what the Lakers have done the last couple of games. They won without LeBron in Milwaukee. They won without AD in Memphis last night. I actually think, and what's the winning streak? Is it six now, I think?
They've won five in a row.
Five in a row.
And seven of ten.
I feel like the ship has sort of stabilized.
Oh, what a
great
catch.
Diving catch out in right field by Jason Hayward.
That's why it's okay that Mookie left right field.
Right. Hayward was great out there. So I feel like the ship has kind of stabilized.
Yeah.
I feel like they
feel more confident.
I've said this a couple of times this year. You know, they're 2.5 out of the six. Mm-hmm. It's not impossible for them to get to the six and avoid the play-in tournament altogether if they continue to play the way they're playing.
Wow. I guess that says a lot. You go from hoping to now expecting, right?
Right. I mean, in fairness, I've said this before, and I've been and then I've retracted it. So
you're
waffling on it because I am looking at how they're playing.
You don't trust it.
I don't.
Don't you trust? You don't trust the two guys that were out? You don't trust this team? You don't trust the coach?
You know, there was something interesting about last night. They gave up a gigantic lead in the third quarter. I think they were up 26, and it got down to six.
Yeah, it got close.
Got very close.
Took their foot off the gas kind of deal, like Milwaukee did yesterday, the day before.
I got a theory about that, but go ahead.
I think that second unit for the Lakers is questionable. I think when they've got the right guys on the floor, they are very, very good. I think with Rui, Austin, D'Lo, AD, and LeBron, that is a team that I think can beat anybody except Denver or Sacramento.
That's a tough out for anybody in the postseason.
Yeah.
And the teams you just mentioned, on a bad night, those guys could give anybody problems.
Bergman, do you agree?
Yeah.
Denver or Sacramento are the two teams where I think
those are the absolute teams that I don't think they have a chance against.
Yeah, they're like kryptonite. For whatever reason, Sacramento.
I think there's other teams that would really push them and probably beat them as well, but in a seven-game series, like Dallas, I think is playing really, really well. And that team could give fits and would probably take them to seven and maybe even beat them. But no, not really anybody else. Not the Thunder or the Clippers or the Pelicans. So getting to the six for them is massively important, because if they get to the six, then they play the winner of the 2-7, and they don't have to see Denver until the finals.
Right, and potentially they get Oklahoma City in the first round, which
in order to get to the six, in reality, they're going to have to beat first Golden State if the season ended today.
Yeah,
they have
correct.
To beat Golden
State.
Well,
you're saying if they wind up
in
the nine, they've got to beat Golden State.
They can't get to the six if the season ended today. It's not possible.
It won't be possible.
They can either be the eight or seven.
It won't be possible, but in order to get higher, they're going to have to beat Golden State and keep on winning.
Yeah.
Okay? That's what I'm trying to tell you.
Yeah.
And they're not going to get to the six. No.
You don't believe they're going to get to the six?
No.
They can't
if it ended today.
Oh. Yeah, if it ended today. But the thing is, they're playing good.
Yeah.
Five wins, and the win against Milwaukee was really good.
Really
good
win.
The second unit, is not that good. But how many players are injured?
I mean, we can't go to the injury
game. You're not allowed to use injury as an excuse. Everybody's dealing with injuries all over the place. And the injuries, you could say, for the Lakers are, I mean, AD is generally healthy, 53 minutes the other night. against Milwaukee, really long night, and sat out last night. LeBron delivered last night. I think, generally speaking, the people who are waiting around and saying, yeah, when Gabe Vincent gets there, when Jared Vanderbilt gets, I don't think
Vanderbilt will be very important.
You can't count on either of those guys.
But it will be very important. If he comes back for the playoffs, it's going to be really good.
But you're saying if he does come back for the playoffs, he still has to get into game shape again, because right now he's not. He's going to be out for way too long to be fully in game shape. And same with Gabe Vincent. Gabe Vincent's played like five games.
I'm not talking about Vincent.
But he's supposed to come back Sunday.
Look, Vando's their second-best defender. If he comes back, it's a huge bonus.
It is, but he, again, has to get into game shape. He's not going to be able to play for enough time that you need.
And there are by the way, there are conflicting reports about whether there's even a chance he comes back.
Right.
I've seen, yes, he's going to come back at some point. I've seen, no, they've written him off for this. So I don't know what the truth is there. But I think we have to plan for no Vando.
What is the most important thing right now for the Lakers?
Defense.
To keep on winning.
Defense.
AD. To keep on winning.
Yep.
They have to.
Correct.
If they keep on winning, they're going to go in the play-in.
Okay.
Okay. If they lose, chances are that Houston keeps on winning.
Let me throw something at you.
Go ahead.
There you go, Glasnow.
Tyler Glasnow gets out of that. Dodgers 5-1 going to the bottom of the fourth. So I think that. I looked this morning. If you look at just the Western Conference, where do you think the Lakers rank offensively in the Western Conference?
They're probably offensively?
Offensively.
I would say probably like
mid-pack.
Fifth, sixth.
Fifth, sixth. Pepe?
About four.
Third.
Seven.
Third.
Third.
They're
third.
Scoring.
Wow.
They're scoring
a lot of points.
Yeah.
But
where are they defensively? Where are they defensively in the Western Conference?
Probably around 14.
Definitely not third.
Yeah. 13th. You're right.
Yeah, they're not great defensively.
So to me, right now is about grinding defensively and finding a way to keep scores down. They can score with anybody. They are electrifying, I think, offensively. Defensively, they just go to sleep sometimes. We haven't seen it in a couple of games. And if you look at just this five-game winning streak, I think things have come together in a good way. But I still believe defensive focus is going to be most important thing down the stretch.
I think they're focusing very well.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
They're playing a little bit better defense in general.
Yep.
Okay.
Against Milwaukee, they had played great defense, especially in the second half.
That's right.
Yep.
And then they won that game, and nobody was expecting for them to win the game.
No, they had to come back from 19 down twice. That's just not going to happen often.
Schedule-wise, Pepe, this next game I think is tough.
Is the hardest.
Indiana is the highest scoring team in the league.
Mm-hmm.
You got to be able to score with them. At India, then at Brooklyn, at Toronto, at Washington – is a really good stretch.
If you win tonight, you can win 9, 10 in a row.
Yes, yes.
Not very easily, but...
It's tomorrow night, right?
Tomorrow night, Friday. Yeah.
Tonight, they're not going to win because they don't play.
Yeah,
right. They just played back-to-back. They don't play
either.
Three in a row.
By the way, Bergman, I see you on Cut.
Oh, yeah.
The new app, Cut, K-U-T-T, that we've all been using.
Yeah, so I made a bet. I'm a little worried about one of the bets I made.
Yeah.
I took the under on 8.5 runs for this Dodger game. It's already at 6.
Under?
I took the under.
Where are we at now?
6 already.
Oh yeah, it's you're in trouble.
I'm in trouble on that.
Now I have a bet on the Dodgers -1.5 on the run line. I feel pretty good about that.
I feel great about that. I have that one as well. But I saw you did it too. We actually put it into the ESPN LA group. So
yes, we did.
I made that bet and put it directly into the ESPN LA group. So if you join, you can actually take our bets.
And I'll tell you, I've got a bunch of bets that I'm going to go online with. You know, I'm 11-4 picking NCAA tournament games against the spread.
No way.
Yeah, yeah. 11-4. You know how I'm doing it?
How?
I'm reading blurbs. Just blurbs about teams. Like just
going
a little
with it
blurb.
Real quick.
And I'm like, oh, that sounds good.
I like that.
I'll go with that
done.
One.
Okay.
So I'm going to bet all four tournament games tonight, including the ones at Crypto. Arizona's playing tonight, and North Carolina's playing tonight at Crypto.com Arena in the Western Regional Finals, I guess. Western Regional Finals. All right, so Dodgers are up 5-1. Adrian Beltre threw out the opening pitch
for a strike.
Well, I would hope so.
Yeah.
Guy played third base his whole career.
And he hasn't been gone that long.
No.
Yeah. Adrian Beltre, great player.
Hall of Famer.
Yeah, Adrian Hall of Beltre. Famer, exactly. All right, coming up next for you, I want to... I've got the over-under win totals for every team in the NFL.
No way.
For next year. I want to bounce those off you, including the Rams.
Where are the Rams? Okay.
I will tell you.
All right.
Coming up, Pepe Mantilla's here. DeMarco Farr's here. Greg Bergman's here. We're live at Clearman's Galley in San Gabriel, 710 ESPN.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
All right, and we today are brought to you by Corona Extra, the official cerveza of La Vida Más Fina. Find the fine life. Go grab yourself a Corona Extra at the bar right now if you're in the building. All right, so the Dodgers have started their, they started technically in Seoul, but it feels like opening day to me. They lead 5-1, top of the fifth inning over the Cardinals, and it's DeMarco, it's Bergman, it's Pepe, and now we welcome to the show the great Jeff Passan. Jeff, welcome. How are you, man?
Boy, that sounds like a real applause. Congratulations on that.
It is.
Yeah.
It was.
We got a full house, people watching the Dodgers here. So I guess we got to start with the Shohei story. What do you think the next happening is? In other words, what's the next thing to be revealed, the next shoe to drop? Do you know?
You know, that's a really great question, and I wish I had an answer for that. I think one thing that would provide a lot of clarity is to know who they referred a potential criminal case against Ipe Matsuhara to, which agency out there is going to be investigating. And I think that's important because right now, we have only Shohei Ohtani's word. And I understand that there's no good incentive for him to lie about this because, you know, if you're lying and you get caught in that lie, it is even worse and makes you potentially liable for it. But it would be nice to know that, in fact, even if Ohtani's camp does say that they have talked with authorities on this, who are the authorities and what sort of investigation are they going to be doing? Because having a validation of that story from police or from some other sort of criminal investigation unit would go, I think, a long way to allaying fears and concerns that what he's saying, his version of the story, might not hold up.
Yeah. It's a fascinating story. I have a feeling it's going to be quiet for a little while the feds do their investigation. And you're right. If somebody's lying, we're going to find out. The feds are going to know. There's no hiding it. They start looking at bank accounts and IP addresses and all that kind of stuff. They're going to figure out exactly what happened and what went down. So I hope Shohei's story is true. You know, my biggest concern for the Dodgers, Jeff, is that Yoshinobu Yamamoto had a rough spring. 8.38 ERA. Had a rough start, lasted just an inning in Seoul. They paid him $325 million, and we've yet, granted super early, we've yet to see him effective against major league hitters. What's your view of Yamamoto? Is he a guy that's going to figure this out and be successful this year?
I have no doubt that Yoshinobu Yamamoto is going to be a really good big league pitcher. I think sometimes when guys come over from Japan, it takes them a little while to figure out who they are in the big leagues. And what I mean by that is Yamamoto's stuff is spectacular, but you got to understand what kind of mix of stuff you're going to have approaching big league hitters who are different than hitters in Nippon professional baseball. You know, the fastball played over there. The fastball is not going to play quite as well against big league hitters who, frankly, you know, see 97 and just sort of go, okay. Like, we see bigger fastballs than that all the time. They're 65 guys who threw 100-plus miles per hour last year in the big leagues out of, it's like 10% of big league pitchers can hit 100 now. So it's a ridiculous number. And so while the fastball may not be as effective against major league hitters, I think the splitter is going to be an absolute weapon for him. I think the curveball is going to be interesting to see. I don't know how that's going to play because slower curveballs tend not to be as effective in the big leagues as they are in Japan. But once he finds that mix, and I think that's, as much up to Mark Pryor and to Will Smith calling the game and to the others who are going to be involved in the process there. And the Dodgers have a lot of extraordinarily smart people in the organization who can help him figure out how to get that mix and really make it so that he's the best version of himself. Once he figures that out, I think he's going to be just fine. And I am not panicking at all about Yamamoto, not worried, not concerned, nothing of the like, because I think the stuff is still world-class good.
Yeah, Jeff Passan from ESPN is with us. Mason and Ireland show. DeMarco Farr is here. We're live at Clearman's Galley in San Gabriel. Mookie Betts just committed an error at shortstop.
Yes, he
obviously started at second base, moved to short, slid over with Gavin Lux now at second base. Defense is obviously incredibly important. The Dodgers are very focused on it. Is Mookie, normally a guy, when he gets to 31 years old, is looking to shift from shortstop to the outfield, not vice versa. What do you think of this move, and is Mookie going to settle into this position defensively?
I think it's really risky, and I think if there's one thing about the Dodgers that concerns me this year, it is their left side of the infield defense. I mean, Max Muncy is nobody's idea of Brooks Robinson, and Mookie Betts has never played shortstop full-time at the professional level before, and you're right. It's normally guys going from the middle infield to the outfield at this age, not in reverse. You just don't see something like this happen. Now, we're talking about a Hall of Famer in Mookie Betts. So it's one of those, if anyone can do it, he's the guy to do it. But it's clear that this is going to be something that's worth keeping an eye on. The only thing I think, Mason, is that like they're so good at everything else. Are we just picking nits at this point? I mean, when you compare them to the Atlanta Braves, maybe, but when you compare them to everybody else, the left side of the infield defense is a first world problem. And the Dodgers, I think, as we've seen evidence today and are going to see throughout the season, they're going to be able to hit their way and pitch their way through a lot of problems.
I'm just here for the Ohtani show, just like everyone else. His first at bat, everybody's on their feet in here in the stadium. It was great. Am I wrong not to care? As long as this guy didn't bet on his own team or on baseball, I could really care less what happened with that whole situation. Am I wrong in feeling that way?
You can feel how you want to feel, and that's not my way of trying to avoid the question necessarily. Here's what I will say. Gambling is legal in 38 of 50 states, and just because California has been slower than others to legalize, it doesn't make the act of placing bets on sports any worse in California morally or objectively than anywhere else. So, yes, I totally understand your perspective on that and would be inclined to agree with it. The one thing that I will say is that as somebody who is in the spotlight, not just in the United States, but around the world, as truly a global figure, Shohei Ohtani understands, or perhaps needs to understand, that surrounding yourself with people who make you look good and who help not just your image but the way you live and improve it is a vital part of superstardom. And that if his story is in fact true, that I think is going to be the biggest takeaway from this and the biggest lesson that he learns, that hey, you know, he needs to, as careful as he is, he needs to be even more so, because something like this has the ability not just to, you know, hinder and hamper his season, but to affect that of the teammates around him who he's trying to be a force of good for, not the ultimate.
National League West is interesting. You've got the Arizona Diamondbacks there, who obviously had huge success last year.
It's a ridiculously good
division. And you've also got San Francisco added Blake Snell. San Diego, not bad. I mean, who's playing for second in that division?
I think that Arizona is probably the favorite at this point, because when you can go out and poach Jordan Montgomery on the eve of the season, yeah, on a one-year deal, no less.
Shohei Ohtani just singled up the middle, by the way.
Yeah, of course he did.
Sorry about that.
No, it's interesting. I'll get back to the West question in a second, but I want to bring up this point.
Yep.
A lot of people, whether it's on ESPN, podcast, radio, have been asking me, how do you think Shohei Ohtani is going to handle this? And I was like, handle it? The guy has 50 people from Japan trailing him every day looking for the tiniest morsel of information to report back to a country that treats his every move like it's it's practically a god on earth right now. So if Shohei Ohtani, if anyone is built to deal with distractions or with people poking around his life from the outside, it is Ohtani. So no, I am not surprised that in his two at bats today, he has two hits, and that over the first three games, he's hitting .417. That's what I expect of him. I expect of the rest of the West. The Diamondbacks, they're going to be really good, I think. I think it's a better team than the one that swept the Dodgers and made it to the World Series last year. The Giants are clearly very improved. And even before they got Blake Snell and Matt Chapman, they'd added Jorge Soler, Jung-Ho Lee, Jordan Hicks. They've done a very good job of remaking that team through free agency. And I don't think you can sleep on the Padres. They stunk last year compared to what the expectations were, and they traded Juan Soto, but getting Dylan Cease really stabilizes that rotation, and I think Fernando Tatis Jr. is in line to have a big, big season.
The one thing that came from last year more than anything, I think, is that baseball really revolutionized. The new rules changed the way we approach games now. You're talking about, I go to NFL games all the time, 3.5 hours for an NFL game. You go to the NBA, particularly the last 2 minutes, last 25 minutes. In terms of baseball now, games really fly. I think it has changed the way people view the game. Do you agree?
It should. I mean, you can give me a 4-hour baseball game and I will love every minute of it, but I know
me
I'm the
too.
Exception, not the rule. I understand. I have a 16-year-old who plays baseball and who, in the middle of a 3.5-hour baseball game, would just be like, ugh, end this. And I get it. I do. So to have the average game time near 2.5 hours, I think it was, as much as anything, a sign that Major League Baseball was listening to its fans, and not necessarily the hardcore fans who are going to watch it regardless of how long it is, but to those casual fans who look at their time, understandably, as extremely valuable, look at the number of entertainment options there are out there and realize that they're in abundance, and understand that baseball is, it's a commitment. Like, if you're going to root for a baseball team, it's 162 nights a year that you're going to be spending, 4+ hours watching the game pre, post, and the regular game itself. This gives, I think, people a much better use of their time, and they don't feel like they're wasting it because guys want to adjust their batting gloves or because pitchers want to sit there and pull up Pedro Baez and just stare at the batter like he's in love with him.
Right, right.
Wow. If you're going to make the game shorter, make the cups bigger.
Bigger for the beer to go along with the shorter game.
Bigger cup,
save time. Yeah, that's a very good point.
Just saying.
Hey, Jeff, are we going to talk to you on a regular basis this year on Mason and Ireland? Can we get you back?
I look forward to it.
Awesome.
I'm in. Yes, sir.
Thank you, Jeff.
Gentlemen, it's a pleasure. Thanks
Jeff
for having
Passon
me.
From ESPN. Happy opening day, man. Dodgers up 5-1. Shohei Ohtani two for three now, a double and a single just here in the fifth inning. Dodgers have a runner on first, and they've looked very, very good today.
Yeah, they haven't. By the way, this is what you're going to see a lot of. It is the fifth inning, and Miles Mikolas, who's the number one starter for the Cardinals, is out of the game.
Yeah,
he had
that was trash talk guy, right?
They worked it hard.
He had 30 pitches in the first inning or right around there, and he's already out of the game before the fifth inning is even over. This is going to happen a lot, and you're going to get into the bullpen a lot and very early.
And the other thing, by the way, to keep an eye on with the Dodgers is they're going to work deep into counts, as you're talking, Greg. That's why starters aren't going to last very long. And their on-base percentage, those top three guys on base percentage, going to be ridiculous, .360, .370. Yep. I mean, they're going to get on base all the time. All the time. All right, so we're keeping you up to date What's going on with the Dodgers? They're up 5-1 at Dodger Stadium over the St. Louis Cardinals. We are live at Clearman's Galley, Rosemead Boulevard, San Gabriel. Brought to you by Corona Extra. Find the fine life. Live la vida más fina. All right, we're coming right back, keeping you up to date on the Dodgers, Clearman's Galley, 710 ESPN. All right, so my favorite casino and the only place I play poker is Commerce Casino. And I'm not bluffing here. You'll see me at the tables. The Commerce Casino and Hotel, biggest poker room in the world. Documented, legit, biggest poker room in the world. And there's no better place to play in SoCal. Always a seat at Commerce, no matter what your game. And maybe if you play Hold'em, maybe you'll even see me at the tables. The poker action never ends at Commerce this year alone. The Commerce Casino is paying out over $20 million in jackpots, great food at Commerce, amazing staff, beautiful hotel rooms, daily tournaments, and the Commerce Casino and Hotel is the home for Mandy's 3 this coming June. Commerce Casino, 6131 Telegraph Road in Commerce. For more information, visit commercecasino.com. That's commercecasino.com. And I will see you at the Commerce, Mason, Ireland, 710 ESPN.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
All right, we are back live, and the Dodgers are up 5-1 in the sixth inning. Now, Tyler Glasnow having a very efficient game. He did give up the one home run, but he looks good right now. A little work in the bullpen. Lefty Ryan Yarbrough is up, so we'll see how long Tyler Glasnow goes in his first home start of 2024.
Look, if he goes six innings and he only gives up two hits
fantastic.
And one
is a
home run, fine.
Yeah.
And it's a solo home run. So,
yeah.
Like, that's
where is your Dodger
totally
weakness?
Doable.
Did
and there's
an
another strikeout.
Left side of the infield?
Left side of the infield.
That's
he concerned me.
What about bullpen?
That's bullpen, I feel pretty good about.
Okay.
I think Yarbrough's going to be an interesting lefty down there. I really love that they signed Ryan Brazier, who came on last year and pitched really, really well.
Yeah.
Joe
mm-hmm.
Kelly back now. Daniel Hudson back from injury.
Which is crazy that he's back.
Yeah. And still have Evan Phillips at the closer role. He's going to get a bunch of saves this year.
I like what Paston said about Yamamoto.
Yeah, I do too.
Yeah, I mean, that's good. You're making me worry about him coming out of spring training.
Why me?
Because you're like, he's struggling. He's third in the rotation.
He got moved to third in the rotation.
You're making me nervous, but he's making me feel optimistic.
Yeah, no. Paston says it's going to take a little adjustments for him, but he's going to be great.
No, I totally believe that too. Paston's right. I believe that as well. But he has to get used to the American game, and it's going to be different because all those guys that are in Japan that he was striking out are they're not here. They're not at the same level. So, from what I understand, it's a smaller ball in Japan too.
Yeah, yeah.
So he has just a little bit bigger of a ball. So
just an adjustment.
Get that grip. Yeah.
So once
he gets that down, he'll be perfectly fine.
By the way, I'm
he better be. It's a $325 million contract.
He will.
I understand. I will. But he better be.
There's Sandy Koufax is at the game today.
Good.
Great Sandy Koufax.
But the great Sandy Koufax. Exactly. You know, I met Sandy. Have you met Sandy Koufax?
Yes.
Have you?
No. Never.
I haven't.
Oh, my God. I was so nervous when I met Sandy Koufax. Because,
yeah.
I mean, it's like Sandy Koufax.
It's right. Yeah.
Right. I mean, it's like legendary. And he's very quiet, right?
Yeah.
You don't know much about Sandy Koufax on purpose. Now, there's a book about Sandy Koufax written by a writer, an author named Jane Levy. And Sandy, it's a biography of Sandy Koufax. He did not participate in it.
Wow.
But he told all of his friends I trust Jane Levy. You can talk to her. Wow. So his story is it's the most complete story of Sandy Koufax, wow. The Jane Levy book about him.
That's interesting. But why is it okay for us to not know anything about Sandy Koufax?
Thank you. And you don't know anything about...
And we don't know anything about Shohei. It's like, that's weird. That's so odd.
And by the way,
we know anything about Shohei?
What's great about Sandy Koufax is he's got a mystique. There's some mystery there. I want there to be some mystery around Shohei Ohtani.
What are you talking about? What did I miss?
So people like Travis and...
And okay, go ahead.
Travis, we should know more anecdotes about Shohei.
About Shohei.
Yeah, we should know more about him. No, we shouldn't.
Already?
Yes,
yes.
Right now, we should know. In 6 years in the league, we should know more about
Shohei. Why do we don't know anything? Why?
Yeah.
Because he holds back.
He's a private person. He's not going to post what he had for lunch on his Instagram stories.
Well, obviously.
But Mason just said we didn't know anything about Sandy
Koufax. Yeah, what do you know about Sandy?
Tell me what you know about Sandy.
He's a mystery.
Besides the fact that he's Jewish.
Sandy...
He was a great pitcher.
Yeah.
Think about
that,
too.
That's it.
Sandy, after his playing career, has not done interviews at all.
But
to me, that's mystique. That's mystery.
What do you think? But what did you say about the book? That he approved what everybody said.
Yeah, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Why? Because the guy is quiet.
Correct. He's quiet.
Remember what I said on my speech?
About a mirror?
Yes, I remember your... his speech at the Hall of Fame.
The mirror and my field of dreams was when Sandy Koufax was sitting next to me in the dugout of the Dodgers.
Sure.
Why? Because he's my really super favorite player of all time.
Did you say something to him?
He came and sat down and
somebody
was there and he said, hi. I turned around and I was like,
wow. Right. I was
good
a little,
for you.
I don't get starstruck a lot, but I was starstruck by Sandy Koufax just because of the mystery around.
Yeah. Sometimes I get starstruck.
Shut up,
struck.
Over there.
Yeah.
I heard it.
No more martinis for you.
I love it.
And so, and we'll edit that out of the podcast.
No more martinis.
But I was going to say, baseball greatness is like the most terrifying of all sports, don't you think?
I believe it is.
Yeah. I mean, you meet greats in basketball. They're personable for the most part, unless you bump into Bill Russell or Kareem on a bad day.
Yeah.
Football players, gregarious. Baseball players, my God.
Yeah, no.
They are scary.
It's tough work in the locker room. When I used to work for Spectrum and I did what Alana Rizzo used to do and what I'm sorry, who's the
Kristen
Watson. So I did that a couple of times. It is difficult getting players to talk, even if you're like the home team station.
Big time.
I remember begging Jimmy Rollins to do an interview because they told me, go get Jimmy Rollins. And Jimmy was like, I couldn't get him. I couldn't convince him. Baseball locker rooms are tough to work.
Answer me this. Tell me how you feel. Either they are just closed off, they don't want to let you in, or they're afraid of what's inside is going to get out. Like, you're going to really realize that all I can do is hit or pitch. Like, I can't really form a sentence here.
Well, it's interesting because you don't think of baseball in terms of great personalities. Baseball, great personalities in baseball basically come from playing style, right? So Ronald Acuna is a phenomenal player to watch.
Yep.
And his personality really comes from that, the joy he plays with and the stolen base. I had like 60-plus stolen bases last year, maybe even 70-plus. I mean, so style-wise. But you're right. Baseball players we know less about than we do about big stars in other sports. We know everything about NBA players.
But Mariano Rivera, for instance.
Yes.
Okay. Mariano Rivera was an excellent pitcher and an excellent person. Every time that I talked to him, it was fantastic.
Right.
Okay, fun.
Raul Mondesi, forget it.
Yeah.
Not fun.
He was a kind of a bad guy.
There you go.
Bad dude?
That's what I heard. Like, not bad dude doing bad things. Like, he just wasn't
nice guy.
Didn't deal with the media.
What's his name? Reggie Jackson. Scary.
Yeah.
If you're in a room with him, scary.
Although, what's funny is then I love the guys that hate the media. Then when their career's over, they join the media.
Like A-Rod?
Yeah. Nomar Garciaparra.
Nomar. Okay, that makes sense.
When the famous one, Kirk Gibson.
Oh, my God.
He was a red ass.
Wow.
And ended up in
I love that.
I was afraid of Kirk Gibson. You're right.
Well, he was a scary guy.
Scary guy,
Very scary guy.
Remember Greg Maddux?
Yeah.
Sure.
I could watch him pitch all day long, even right now on YouTube.
The professor.
Yes. See him on a podcast. You'll be asleep in 7 seconds.
Oh, is that right?
Oh, my God.
Yeah, so boring.
But oh, my goodness. He's looking off into space and just talking.
By the way, credit to Oral Hershiser because he, again, has that pitcher's mind. But a great personality, a really interesting guy, a fun guy to listen to. He and Joe Davis, I think, have great rapport together.
Yeah.
But he doesn't put anybody to sleep. Oral's interesting.
He's fun.
Yeah.
Is that Joe, Davis pulling it out of him, or is that just him in general? Because I think it's the two of them working. I don't hear it as much with Steven Nelson when Steven Nelson.
I don't
there.
Either.
It's because of Joe.
Although Steven Nelson's voice sounds a lot
exactly.
like Joe Davis'
and that's
voice.
Bad for
but
Steven
no,
Nelson,
it's Oral. Because Oral, besides all of that, he's a very down-to-earth guy.
Yeah. Yes.
Very down-to-earth.
Yes.
He talks to everybody.
Well, to Travis's point, I have no desire to know that much about Shohei. I just
right.
want to see him perform. I hope
long
people
fly ball.
Aren't going
to go
anything.
For at least a double.
There you go, Teoscar. I think that's his first hit.
Teoscar Hernandez.
Yeah.
Is that his first hit as Dodgers? Did he not have one in Seoul?
I do not recall. I was not up at 3 a.m. for those games.
Are you going to pry into Shohei's personal life? Like, do you care? Do you need to know everything about this guy?
I don't want to know any. I want him to be a great mystery.
That's
a riddle wrapped in a mystery wrapped in an enigma.
That hits home runs.
Yeah, exactly.
I want it to come out that he did nothing, and that's
I do want that.
I just want it to be over.
Yeah, that's it.
Me too.
No, you don't like Shohei.
No. You always do this.
Why do you not like
Shohei? You know what? You don't scare me. You don't scare me at all.
Yeah. Okay. I don't think I scare you.
Pepe, we love taking you out of context. It's awesome. Again, we are live at Clearman's Galley, Rosemead Boulevard in San Gabriel, brought to you by Corona Extra. Find the fine life. Live La Vida Mas Fina. Basin in Ireland, 710 ESPN.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
Thanks, Morales. All right, so Draymond Green is back in the news.
Oh, God, this is another one.
This is amazing to me, by the way. Just the other night, I think it was just yesterday or 2 days ago, that he put a chokehold on Patty Mills and got ejected. And then yesterday, he got ejected in something like in less than 4 minutes for getting two technical fouls.
Yeah.
This guy learned absolutely nothing.
No, I think he has impulse control issues. I don't think they're going to go away. I know they've worked with him on it. Even last night, Steve Kerr after the game says it was his fault. He deserved it. There was no question about it. He went after that that ref a second time. And by the way, the weird thing about Draymond is that once he gets a technical, he ramps up even more and always gets that second technical and ejection. I can't imagine that he is going to be on that Golden State team next year.
I hope not.
Go ahead.
He's making me feel bad for Steph Curry. He really is.
Yep.
Did you see Steph's reaction?
Steph was just like so not.
The guy's doing everything he can to get this team over the hump, and you've got somebody that just blows it in the first 3 minutes. That's just insane. A guy you're supposed to trust that understands what you're doing.
Do you agree that the guy needs help?
Well, he supposedly already
supposedly
had help.
Supposedly, he's had help multiple times.
And he's not going to change. What do you do? Should he still be on these teams? Because he's a danger to people on the floor right now.
Well,
it's crazy to say it, but he's actually.
Well, he's not the first.
I would say not.
He's not the first basketball.
Look, he just put a chokehold on Patty Mills.
Yeah.
He did the same thing to other guys, the Rudy Gobert and
other
people.
Rudy Gobert.
But he's
thing,
not the first hard nosed, you know.
No. Yeah,
blood
that was,
guts
that was
guy
like
in the NBA.
90s. But they cut that out.
But I'm shocked the Warriors keep putting up with this stuff. That's what I'm shocked by.
It's starting to put in question Steph's leadership abilities, and that's where
Steph cannot control Draymond. You can't expect Steph to control Draymond.
I'm not saying
Draymond.
That. I'm saying that people online are starting to go after Steph's leadership abilities.
Oh, what is he going to do? This guy is going crazy.
So there's nothing they're winning games.
Don't put it on Steph.
What do you do with him? I'm not putting on Steph.
Put it on Steve Kerr. He's the coach.
So what do you do with Draymond? You let him finish out the year? Be like, all right, fine. You can just go ahead and choke hold whoever you want.
They do with Rodman?
By the way,
He
did not get suspended for the Patty Mills incident.
No, he did not. But, I mean, it hasn't come out yet. It was 2 days ago.
Yeah.
Who was that handled Rodman in San Antonio? Was it John Lucas that sat him down? Like, if you keep acting this way, you're just not going to play for me.
You can correct me if I'm wrong, but when Rodman was in L.A., he got suspended multiple times.
Yeah.
Well, and Draymond has been ejected how many times, you think?
I mean, his career?
It's ridiculous. No, this year.
This year, probably already five.
Five was the number, yeah.
And every time he gets kicked out, it improves his brand when he retires. He'll be the number one podcast as soon as
weird
he retires.
Is that good to have?
I mean, if that's what you're thinking long term, it seems like the guy wants to get tossed because it helps. People are talking about him.
The weird thing about him is he's so good on his podcast.
Yep.
He's so good as an analyst when he shows up on TNT. He's going to be great. For whatever reason, he just cannot control himself.
So what do you think? Is he doing this on purpose or he just...
No, I think he can't control himself.
I think he's just... It's unchecked.
Once he
is flamboyant and uncoachable.
He sees red and that's it. He's done. He's in another world. And that's why I say it's... I know it's going overboard to say he's a danger, but when he sees red and he starts getting his arm around your neck and bringing you down to the floor when you're in the air, that's dangerous.
But there's a part of him that thinks he's doing it for the right reason. That's the thing that's
scary.
Right.
That's scary.
He thinks he's doing it for his team. That's the thing. But when I'm getting thrown out, when I'm being the tough guy, when I'm being the enforcer, when I'm doing X, Y, and Z, he thinks he's doing it for them, like a hockey enforcer.
But these guys take medication for that, right?
Sure.
Okay, isn't he taking the medication?
I don't think he's crazy.
We don't know. I mean,
that's him.
Look,
remember what happened to Tyson?
Yes.
Okay, so Tyson now is...
I don't think Draymond is nuts. He's not getting in trouble off the court. You know, he's not going to bars and flipping over tables.
No, he's doing his podcast. He's doing his analyst work. I mean, for whatever reason, he can't control himself. Now, is there a mental health issue there? Probably. I mean, he's got impulse control stuff. They have said they put him in a program for that. It hasn't done any good.
He needs a different kind of program.
Yes, he does. He
needs to be suspended. Yeah, so his butt down for a
he's
while.
He's going to be suspended.
Here, this is how you handle Draymond.
I don't think he'll be suspended for last night.
For Patty Mills,
he probably will be.
Wouldn't we know by now?
I mean, he's played in the next game. Something's going to come down. Adam Silver has to do something. Getting ejected in two games in a row?
That's what you do to people like Draymond, is you take basketball from them.
Well, if he gets suspended again, it's going to go longer. He got suspended indefinitely. They brought him back after, 15 games, I think it was? 15,
and then
20.
He was suspended 5 games.
And then and he's going to get suspended again? It doesn't change anything.
But you'd love him on the Lakers.
No, I don't want
yes,
him
Yes, you
Lakers.
Would. You'd love
Draymond
him on the Lakers.
Draymond on Golden State is different than Draymond on any other team.
You would
I
love
fully
him.
Believe
he's
that.
He's the ultimate team guy.
By the way, jump in here. Dodgers now up 6-1. A clean inning for Ryan Yarbrough in the seventh. So seventh inning stretch at Dodger Stadium for the home opener. Good day for Otani. Good day for James Outman had an RBI single. Teoscar Hernandez. Very good day for the Dodgers so far. And they look very good.
That was the question we started the show with. Can he compartmentalize?
Yeah.
And I think he can. Yeah.
Brian hit the what's up pool. What do you got
All right,
there,
guys.
Brian?
So before the game, Brian Cranston was out there and announced the Dodgers starting lineup. I missed who threw out the first pitch, but I saw in the Miami game that Neymar threw out the first pitch. Nice little strike there. So my question.
Oh, that's cool.
Would you guys rather be the guy who announces the opening day starting lineup like Cranston did, or would you rather throw out the first pitch, and which one would make you most nervous?
Ooh, that's interesting.
I have avoided throwing out the first pitch repeatedly. That's why I started singing the national anthem at games. I actually find singing the national anthem to be less difficult than throwing out the first pitch.
100%. I did it at a minor league game. It's harder than you think.
Yeah.
You're actually falling off the mound. I was not ready. So, yeah, it was nerve-wracking. I think I'd rather be the guy that announces than going out there zipping a pitch in there.
Me too.
You want to be an announcer? Well, you're an announcer by trade.
Rather than throwing the ball.
Yeah, because if you screw up the first pitch, you're going to get all over social media forever.
50 Cent is less tough because of his first pitch.
Is that the second time in a row they've thrown at Mookie?
They buzzed him, yeah.
Twice in a row.
Yeah.
Get him, Dave.
Come on. All right, so, yeah, I would rather announce it, although I don't speak very well. So.
What's up, Phil?
Hey, come on.
All right, guys, one more?
Yeah, yes. Do it.
I got one more for you. So I don't know if you saw this buzzing around the internet, but 7-Eleven announced yesterday of a collaboration with Miracle Seltzer. And the kicker here is the hot dog flavored sparkling water that's going to have hints of ketchup and mustard as well. Perfect for a baseball game, right? Are you ever trying a hot dog flavored drink?
That sounds so disgusting. When you boil, how do they make that? They boil hot dogs and then they mix in some mustard and ketchup. That's the worst sounding.
I don't
want to
know the details of that.
Yeah, where are they selling that?
7-Eleven.
Oh God,
who's buying it? That's what I want to know.
I'm going to AM PM.
Forever because of that.
I'm off of 7-Eleven now.
Oh my God, hot dog flavored
water. That's disgusting. I think all that ballpark food, all the, you know, it's a chicken patty with bacon and honey and all that. All that stuff is just disgusting.
I think the most disgusting thing I ever had was Krispy Kreme cheeseburger at a ball game.
Yes, that sounds crispy. Where you cut the donut in half and you put the burger in there.
Yeah.
You could soon get Krispy Kreme at McDonald's as well.
I know. They struck a deal. Now, that actually is a gigantic hit for both of them.
Oh, my God.
It is, but also they need more things that make you fat.
Yeah, they do.
I'm about to open a gym.
Yeah.
Next to every McDonald's.
By the way, that's on us.
Yeah. I had McDonald's yesterday for breakfast. Yeah. I'm totally fine.
Absolutely. I have never, ever in my life ate a Krispy Kreme donut.
Never?
Oh, you're missing out, Pepe.
Warm, because the moment that they came out, I said, I'm not going to get fat on this.
Yeah, no, it's
you're missing out, bro.
Donuts.
You got to try at least one. Really
it's heaven.
Donuts are deadly.
Oh, my gosh.
By the way, Dodgers up 6-1. Shohei Ohtani at the plate. It is the bottom of the seventh inning. There's a runner on.
Mookie.
1-0 count. Yeah, Mookie's on. And Shohei already is 2-for-3 today.
2-for-2 with a walk.
See, Pepe.
A walk. That's right. 2-for-2
Pepe,
with
see,
with
this
walk.
Is what I mean. He's not concerned at all about money or what's going on at home. All he's concerned with is hitting. That's what I mean. Yeah. That's how guys get duped.
Yeah, you're right. You're right.
That's how Tyson gets duped.
Isn't it amazing? Swung on a missed. Isn't it amazing that it is the game started at 1:10 and the current time is 3:00 and this game is already in the bottom of the seventh. These games just fly now.
It is amazing.
So you want less,
I love it.
You
and
want
I
less
love
sports?
It.
Or you want it faster? You want sports faster?
I want pace. I want action. I want pace. I want action.
Okay.
Joe Ohtani down 1-2.
So you got tired and frustrated with guys taking their time?
No. I could sit at a ballpark all day long, but I also know that the game I love needs to evolve and needs to improve and needs to adapt to a new generation, and I think that's what they've done.
Oh, new generation
I could sit there all day long. I just want everybody to love baseball.
I'm with you. Yeah. I don't think I can take – this is – you asked me, when am I going to the Dodgers? I said I have to take my family. I'm not sure if my little girl could sit through 9 innings. I'm not sure if she could sit through 3.
Even though it's this fast.
It's 2.5 hours.
I think for little kids, it's still not going fast
it's still
enough.
Very slow. I totally agree with you.
Can she sit through a
1-2 pitch
game?
To Shohei. Foul back.
Can she sit through a football game if we keep feeding her stuff?
A live football game.
If we keep feeding her stuff.
So why is that different than a baseball game? You keep feeding her.
Baseball games are shorter than
they're shorter,
game.
And they're actually more action.
I'm going to give it a shot. We'll see. Yeah, I mean, if it's shorter, if it's faster, great. I wonder if it can hold her attention. Because I see all of her classmates, they think this fast. They think TikTok now.
1-2 to Shohei, swung on and missed.
Whoa.
He's going to strike out a lot.
Dodgers 6-1, bottom of the seventh. We'll keep you up to date on what's going on there. Pepe Mantilla is here. So is DeMarco Farr and Greg Bergman. Again, we are live at Clearman's Galley, Rosemead Boulevard in San Gabriel. Brought to you by Corona Extra. Find the fine life. Live La Vida Más Fina. Mason, Ireland, 710 ESPN.